Tereo Ererangi o Te Mania. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
Let your living water flow.
Welcome, welcome, dear listeners, to another episode of Living Scriptures, where God's Word is alive, and God's Word has the power to turn our lives and situation around. We're always excited about God's Word, and we're always excited that you are able to join us each time we are on here. I am Orenike, and I also have Pastor Charles here in the studio. Today we continue in the third part of the series, You Shall Have Good Success. And we started this 3 weeks ago. If you would like to catch up on past episode, add on to Living Scriptures on Plains Media. Our key scripture is Joshua chapter 1 verses 8 to 9. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Verse 9. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Thou shalt have good success.
Not by might, not by power, by your spirit, God, send your spirit, God. Not by might, not by power, by your spirit, God, send your spirit, God. The temple, you are the voice, we are your song. You are our God, we are your people, you are the light, we stand in awe.
Hello, and welcome to a beautiful Sunday once again. Thanks, Morenike. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 to 9. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make your way prosperous, and you shall have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of a good courage. Do not be afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So last week, we started 2 weeks ago on this concept of good success. Let's look at the divine sources of strength and courage today. One of the divine sources of strength and courage for Joshua was the proclamation of God's promise and assurances in Joshua chapter 1, verse 3 to 5. Do you know also that you can draw strength if you would take solace and comfort in the promises of God embedded from Genesis to Revelation of the Bible? Number two, another source of strength for courage and strength for Joshua was the act of boldness by Joshua himself. He stepped out as God had spoken. Someone said, if you do the thing that you fear, fear will die. Can I say that again at the risk of sounding redundant? If you do the thing that you fear, fear will die. Step out in boldness. When you take heart of boldness, you receive strength to be bold. Number three, were the responses from the people that surround him, which was very encouraging and comforting. What did the people say? In verse 11 to 18 of Joshua chapter 1, paraphrase, they said to Joshua, "Everything God said to you, we're going to do." Can I encourage you to surround yourself with people that will agree with the purpose of God for your life, rather than people that will disagree and discourage you? That will be a source of strength for you to act boldly in life. Number four, other sources of receiving strength and boldness is have a look at your family history. Have a look at your biography. Have a look at even the history that surrounds you. Look for faith-building messages and companions. And then you might be able to draw strength and boldness from those things. Where you see discouragement, then you turn away and don't, you know, follow suit. But where you can see rays of strength or courage through your biography or history, then lean on those kind of things and let it be your source of strength for boldness. I like reading biographies. And when I do, I draw a lot of strength and courage from them. Finally, find a friend to challenge you. Yes, you heard me right. Find a friend to challenge you. The Bible says good communication corrupts good manners. If you have a discouraging friend, if you have a fearful friend, no wonder you're going to be a fearful man. If you have a bold friend, no wonder you're going to be a bold woman. Find a friend who likes to be bold, who is going to challenge you to be bold. If you do all this, I'm confident you shall have good success.
We stand in awe of you.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We'll pause at this moment to remind us and invite us to our healing and deliverance service happening on the 29th of this month. This is hosted by Fresh Anointing International Church, and the venue is at on 80 Fitzgerald Avenue in the city center in Christchurch. The service starts at 10 a.m. We look forward to you joining us to receive prayer and be prayed for. I will believe the Lord will do you good in the mighty name of Jesus. We've been looking at having good success, and we have also considered that the key to having good success is being bold, being strong, and being courageous. What are some of the indications or some of the things that we can do to be bold? Number one, let's cultivate the habit of giving out Bibles, spreading out the word of God. Let's carry Bible around. Let's distribute Bible around. There are organizations that specializes, Christian organization that specializes in giving out Bibles. We can, you know, we can support this kind of organization and lend the heart of spreading the word of God. Put a Bible on your neighbor's porch or hand one to someone today. Number two, let's learn the art of praying with others. It is not enough to pray for others. Let's learn the art of praying with others. Second to just telling people, "I'll pray for you," take a moment to stop and pray for them. A man once had lunch with his friend the other day, and in the middle of their conversation, I guess he could sense that there was something on his friend's heart. So he told him, "Yeah, we should pray about it." Then he leaned into his friend, closed his eyes, and they started praying right there. How come we do not do that anymore? Let us be bold. Let us pray with people wherever we are. You are in the supermarket, you pause to pray with someone. You're having a conversation outside, you pause to pray with someone. Number three, include Jesus in everyday ordinary conversation. Let's find a way to talk about Jesus in ordinary conversation. This will help us to be bold, to be courageous, and eventually we will have good success.
We stand in love of you. Oh, yes, we do.
We stand in love of you.
Stand in love.
We stand.
Spirit
wait, just in continuation with what Morenike was saying, and that would be number four. Often, we Christians think, I do not know the Bible that well. I'm not really the comfortable in Scripture. But that is not how this works. The very first missionary was Andrew in John Gospel chapter 1, verse 35 to 51. He spent a few hours with Jesus, and then he went and got his brother Peter and said, I have found the Messiah. Come with me. Right after that, Philip was with the Messiah. And then he went to find Nathanael. Now, those guys had not read the New Testament. It did not even exist. They had just met Jesus that day. And yet, they already felt compelled to go out into the world and tell others about him. Isn't that what we are supposed to be doing? Somehow, we have forgotten that part. We are happy to read our Bibles and go to church. But when was the last time we asked someone, hey, do you know Jesus? Hey, could that sub feed 5,000? Because my Lord and Savior can make it feed 5,000. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13, it exhorts us, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. We were not meant to hide. We were meant to be courageous. So let us get up on our feet, walk next door and do it, church. Let us be bold. We have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us. So what are you waiting for? Be bold, be strong, be courageous. If you would like to accept Jesus Christ today as your Lord and personal Savior, we would like to pray for you. would like to pray with you. Why don't you just say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Please forgive me my sins and give me the gift of eternal life. I ask you into my heart and I ask you to be my Lord and Savior. I want to serve you always in Jesus' name.
Amen. If you have prayed this prayer from your heart, I can assure you that you are now born again. Welcome to the family of God. Join us this morning at Fresh Anointing International Church, 80 Fitzgerald Avenue, City Center in Christchurch by 10 a.m. for a life transforming service and prayers if you need one. You can write us at Fresh Anointing Church NZ @gmail.com. Please tell us about your testimony. And you can also ask us a question about today's subject or previous episode. Please like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Anointing International Church, NZ, and also on Instagram. This program was brought to you by the gospel theme of the Fresh Anointing International Church, Christ Church. God bless you.
Let your living water